Okay, thank you, everybody. We are back on the record at about 11 a.m. on December 1st, 2023, in the matter of the appeal of the critical area buffer reduction notice of administrative decision number 22-02629. We are in the applicant's case. And Ms. Liao, do you have your next witness?
Yes, I'd like to call Cecilia Olson, please.
Okay. Okay. Good morning, Ms. Olson. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear from the testimony you give today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, you may proceed, Ms. Liao.
Great, thank you. Can you please state your name for the record?
Cecilia Olson.
And what is your position at Kitsap County?
I am a senior engineering technician in development engineering division.
Okay. How long have you been in that position at the county?
2 years.
What is the general scope of your responsibilities in that role?
I review proposals with permits for compliance with Kitsap County stormwater codes.
Okay. During your time at Kitsap County, approximately how many permit reviews have you conducted?
Over 1,200, and I've been the project lead on 78 site development activity permits.
Have you participated in reviewing the Arborwood permit applications submitted by Taylor Morrison that have been discussed in this hearing?
I have.
And have you listened to the testimony of all the witnesses in the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually going to go right to F16, which we've been spending a lot of this morning discussing. So we've been hearing a lot about this in connection with, oh wait, is this F16?
Yeah.
Yes. It's multiple pages. This is my problem. Sorry about that. Here we go. This is the page I want to go to. We've been hearing about this in multiple contexts. Are you familiar with this plan?
Yes.
Okay. So this is these are the plans that are dated February 16th, 2022. Did you review this plan F16 on behalf of the county in connection with the CABR permit?
Yes.
At the time you were reviewing the CABR, what was your understanding about the status of this particular set of plans?
They were conceptual. It's with land use permits, we require 60% are conceptual design to determine project feasibility, and then we require final design with technical design details with the site development activity permits.
I see. So when you reviewed this plan as a part of the CABR, your understanding it was a 60% design, and that to that additional design and review would be occurring with the site development permits. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. At the time you were reviewing this in connection with the CABR application, were you also involved in reviewing the SDOT permit for phases 4 and 5?
Yeah, and the early clear and grade permit as well.
Great. And I believe we heard testimony from Mr. Smith earlier that the county staff has frequently met with both Taylor Morrison and Pulte in connection with their many permit approvals. Have you been a part of those meetings as well?
Yes, I attend the monthly meetings.
Okay, very good. With respect, and have you begun any stage of review of the stormwater plans that have been submitted as a part of the ECG and the SDAP?
Yes, the early clear and grade permit has been approved. I know Jeff was wondering about that with his testimony. It is in an approved status and it's pending issuance based on the outcome of this appeal.
Okay, very good. And then the SDAP, have you begun the review of those stormwater plans as well?
Yes, I've provided comments on 2 cycles of review for that permit, and it has not yet been approved.
Okay, very good. Do you recall if you had started reviewing the plans, the stormwater plans, as part of the ASDAP or the ECG permit before the CABR permit?
I would have to double check on the timing, but I believe, yes, I had.
Okay, so you'd started the ECG and or SDAP review, and then you looked at the CABR permit, probably subsequent to that, at least in terms of what you can recall. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm trying to, I would have to go back and check the dates. I'm sorry that I don't know off the top of my head, but I was also involved with the preliminary plat amendment and that decision and those conditions of approval as far as stormwater goes. So
yeah, there's, and I understand there's a lot of permits going on all at the same time. So you might
yes.
have gotten a little confused in terms of timing, and that's okay. Can you compare, I think you've started to go down this road a little bit, your review of this plan F-16 for purposes of the CABR review. Can you more specifically contrast what you're reviewing here for the CABR in comparison? We'll just start with the ECG permit, just from a stormwater perspective. The level of review and what you're looking for purposes of the CABR versus the, let's say, the ECG.
I would say with this particular project, there was not a heavy level of review on the CABR itself, considering we had just issued a decision with the preliminary plat amendment and established conditions of approval on that. There is conditions of approval historically with the development agreement and the original preliminary plat. And knowing that I would have plenty of opportunity to provide comment and more in-depth review with the actual technical details on their site development activity permit. Does that answer your question clearly?
I think so. So was it your anticipation that even though that the CABR, which was approved before any of the other permits had been either completed review or issued, that you'd have more opportunity to review the stormwater plan through those other processes?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So this is not, I think there may have been a comment by one of the appellant's witness testimonies that this was a final plan, at least what's shown in F-16.
It is not. We do not approve, final plans with land use or environmental permits. We would do that with the site development activity permit.
Okay, very good. So in terms of, and you mentioned that in terms of your review of this plan in conjunction with the CABR, you said that was somewhat as a high level. Is that what you said? Something along those lines. Yeah. And so, I guess in terms of who was doing the review for the CABR, we heard Jeff Smith just testify that he was helping Steve Heacock with the CABR, but were you also reviewing the CABR? I guess,
I did not contribute to the staff report with that, if that's
right. Oh, to the staff report. Yeah. But at least in terms of the substance of having looked at the stormwater plans, did you provide input or comment to Mr. Heacock?
No.
No. Okay. So
I looked at the plans and I had one condition of approval with the CABR.
Oh, but did Mr. Heacock, as far as you're aware, rely on you for purposes of reviewing this?
No.
He did not. So would be your assumption that Mr. Heacock reviewed the stormwater plans for the CABR?
I would have to ask him, but I mean, we each have review steps on these permit types. I reviewed for stormwater and approved it for stormwater. Yes.
That's what I mean. Just strictly for this plan F-16, strictly for the purposes of stormwater. For approval of the CABR permit, you had a hand in just reviewing the stormwater plans and providing.
And Steve would not have been able to issue the staff report without my approval, if that's what you're wondering.
That's what I'm driving at. Thank you for articulating that in a better way than I was asking you. And then I asked you earlier to just kind of compare and contrast the CABR versus the ECG review of the stormwater plans. Can you distinguish maybe for us your review of the SDAP, the stormwater plans, and how that is different from your review of both the CABR and the ECG in terms of the level of review?
There's a lot more detail at the SDAP where you're reviewing for more water quality details, pipe slope, quantity of runoff, ensuring that ponds are sized adequately, energy dissipation is appropriate, things like of that nature.
Okay, very good. I'm going to ask you very specifically about this page of F16, which I'll zoom in a little bit. We've talked about quite a bit already. With respect to this catch basin 64 and catch basin 63, 62, leading the in outfall to this energy dissipator, the gabion here, right up against wetland P2. While you were reviewing the CABR application, we'll just start there. Did you interpret in reviewing this that that stormwater was going to be discharged to wetland P2? Was that, did you reach that conclusion in reviewing the CABR application and looking at this plan?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's right here on the plans.
Okay. So let me ask this a different way. When you were reviewing these plans, Mr. Schoenbroy described just previously that there was a construction phase. Yep. You can see this is asphalt shown here, and that this road here is all a temporary gravel road until the completion of the phase 6 work in final form. Yes. Was it your understanding, he testified that this catch basin 64 drainage down to the gabion was going to be really part of the phase 6 permanent improvements. When you were reviewing the 60% plan set, did you have a similar understanding as
yeah.
well?
Yeah, okay. And I would expect that because this is this portion of the spine road that you're seeing that's rough graded, it's required as a part of for emergency access and to allow for construction vehicles. But I would anticipate with the SDAP for phase 6 with the final improvements, another series of catch basins to be designed in conjunction with the paving of this portion of the road.
Okay, very good. So it's shown there now, but it may not be happening all at the same time in terms
of... Yeah, this is what's okay. Shown right here is a road in a temporary state to just allow for access for emergency vehicles and construction.
Okay, great. Thank you. Did you, in the process of reviewing the permit, CABR, reviewing these plans for purposes of the CABR permit application, did you interpret these plans to mean that the stormwater runoff for this temporary road condition, either the temporary or the permanent, was going to be discharged to wetland P2?
Can you rephrase?
Yeah,
sorry.
Stormwater that collects on this road here.
On the temporary portion of the road?
We'll start with the temporary portion of the road, but then I want to get to the permanent portion. We heard some testimony from Dr. Razine, that that he had concerns that the water that collected on this road was going to be discharged directly through this catch base, through these catch basins, into wetland P2. Is that your understanding of this plan in your review?
Yeah, I mean, there is a discharge to the wetland. So I'm not sure what the line.
Yeah, let me try it again. So there is a... this catch basin 64 is, I think he testified that it is
the road.
The road. I'm speaking specifically to the road. Yeah.
Okay. No, I believe my interpretation, and granted, I have seen the other set of plans, but that what is going to ultimately be discharged to P2 is wall drains and upstream runoff.
Okay. And had you, this set of plans is dated February 2022. And I believe earlier testimony that was provided, and it's in the record somewhere, that the CABR submittal was a couple of months after this date. And then just giving us kind of the chronology. And then the CABR decision is actually not issued for another, year plus after the CAWR application is submitted. So during the course of that time, you know, there's a snapshot plan, but are you having conversations with CAWR about the evolution on the changes to the stormwater plan as during the course of this time frame between when this plan set is dated and by the time the CAWR is issued?
So conversations, no. I did provide comments. On their SDAP, their first submittal, which matches this, their first cycle of review with their SDAP was these plans. I provided comments on these plans. We had, email conversations, maybe back and forth, and maybe some discussion in our monthly meetings about those comments. And I have since, they've since submitted a revised plan set that I have also provided comments on, and I am anticipating receiving another revised plan set based on those comments.
Okay. Do you recall if you, in the course of those comments, have made any suggestions about the routing of stormwater during this phase six area during the construction phase or during this temporary phase that we're seeing here?
Well, with the, I would like to clarify, with their early clear and grade permit in the temporary construction phase, there is no discharge to P2. So this is part of their SDAP with the infrastructure. They're doing permanent infrastructure for phases four and five. And I believe that this portion of the spine road with phase six could, you know, is a temporary to hold them over until they come in with their SDAP for phase six. But I did provide comments on, I don't make design suggestions. I can't do that, but I do make comments based on Kitsap County code.
I see. Give me just one moment. I want to pull up the ECG plan set, because this might, you said something just now that made me think might be helpful. So I'm going to R18, which Mr. Scharnbroy was previously providing testimony about. So give me a moment while that comes up. Okay, my apologies. Okay, here we go. I think, is this, were you just providing some descriptor of this, that during this temporary phase that the stormwater would be routed away from this wetland P2?
Yeah, you can see there, this is what's been approved on their early clear and grade permit. There is no direct discharge to P2.
Yeah, okay, great, thank you. You don't happen to recall, there was a question about this date, this July 3rd, 2023 plan set. You don't recall if you had seen this before the CAWR permit was issued, do you?
I did not, no. Not the July 2023 ones.
Okay, no, that's fine. But at least at the time that the CAWR decision was issued, were you this plan to route the water away from the in this direction to the north? Were you aware of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. I'm going to just stop sharing for the moment so I can reset myself. Give me just a moment here. So in the long-term condition where the roads both for phase four and five, as well as six eventually, is it your understanding that the stormwater that would collect on the roadway, where's your understanding that stormwater, just again, localized on the roadway, paved in the paved condition, where would that water be directed to?
To wet ponds, detention and wet ponds. Yeah.
Yeah. So you, your understanding based on your review of the plans to date is the stormwater that would collect on the roadway, those would not be directly discharged to wetland P2, would they?
Not from the paved roads, no.
Thank you. Does the applicable stormwater manual for the Arborwood project even allow for the discharge of stormwater that collects on paved roadway to be discharged to a wetland directly?
No, I mean, we would want to see some type of water quality.
So even if the 60% plans, the F-16 plans that we were looking at here, as we've talked about, you know, showed that that catch basin discharge and into the gabion in that sort of temporary state, the manual would not have allowed for a design that said that that road water was going to go directly into the discharge. So
yeah,
okay, great. Going back to the testimony of Dr. Racine, I believe he stated that he believed that the F-16 60% plans showed that Taylor Morrison would only provide water quality treatment for 25% of the developed area. Does the applicable stormwater manual for this project allow for water quality treatment of only 25% of the developed area?
No, all pollution generating hard surfaces in this case would be subject to some type of treatment. And maybe it wasn't clear to Dr. Rosine that they're intending to use wet ponds.
All right. Let's see. We just heard some testimony from Mr. Charnbroy regarding the ASTAP applications for phases 4 and 5. I believe you already said that those are still under review. Is that correct?
Yes.
You mentioned it earlier, just remind me again, you said you've provided review and comments on plans that have been submitted to date. How many rounds of review and comment have you provided so far?
Two so far on the site development activity permit for phases 4 and 5. I believe we went through 3 rounds of review on the early clear and grade permit.
All right. And so are you anticipating at some point in time another submittal from Taylor Morrison of those SDOT plans?
I am.
Okay. Have you reviewed that energy dissipator, that gabion that was shown in F-16?
Yeah.
We heard some testimony from Dr. Rosine regarding concerns about the amount of water being directed to that gabion in terms of water quality impacts. Have you reviewed that gabion in terms of the water amount of water that is being proposed to go through
yeah.
internet system? Do you have any concerns about it from a review standpoint?
No.
No. And can you explain why?
I'm not sure. I think that there was a misunderstanding about how much water was actually being directed there. So there is a series of catch basins north of that where the road will actually be paved that is picking up that water and directing it to the detention pond as a part of phase 5. So with this portion, it's actually a very small sub basin. So no, I'm not concerned about the gabion use in this particular case.
So do you believe that the gabion, at least, has been proposed in the plans you've seen so far, are appropriately sized relative to what's required under the manual?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's see. I'm going to bring F-16 back up. Do you remember the scope of the comments that you've provided to date on this plan that has been submitted to the county?
I can't be totally detailed just because I know my initial comments were provided January of this year, and I believe my second round of comments were June. So it's been some time, but I know that we are still addressing some water quality things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to go up one page in this exhibit to this stormwater facility. Did you provide any comments with respect to the location of the inlet or the outfall that had been proposed for this particular pond?
Potentially, I would have to look.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. That's fine. That's fair. Have you had any conversations with the Taylor Morris, either the Taylor Morrison team, the consultants, or CORE about advancing the design for the SDAP since this appeal was filed?
Not since the appeal was filed. No.
Okay. Has everything been put on hold effectively?
No.
Okay.
No. We can't issue the early clear and grade. But in terms of continuing to review their SDAP, we still can do that. However, my comments for the second cycle of review, I believe, were already done prior to the appeal.
Okay.
So.
And have you, do you have regular meetings? I think going back to what Jeff Smith was describing, do you have regular meetings at all? Okay, with the CORE team, that includes the CORE team?
It includes Gary.
Towards Gary. Okay, fair enough. Yeah. And in those conversations, is he shared anything with regards to changes to the plan that have been made and in response to your comments? No. Okay, that's fair. All right. Give me just a minute.
I know they're anxious to resubmit, but I've informed them that we can't accept a resubmittal until all reviews are done on the second cycle. So.
Yeah. Let me see. Okay. As part of your review of Taylor Morrison's permit submittals, have you reviewed any of the geologist reports submitted by Terra Associates?
Yeah.
What do you recall reviewing in those reports relative to the proposed spine road for phase 4, 5, and 6?
I believe they made recommendations about the thickness of HMA and subbase and base course layers. And then they will have to, because this spine road is going to become a county maintained road, so it'll be a public asset. So they are going to have to do rigorous compaction testing as a part of during construction, and they will need to provide those reports to us.
Do you recall if they had any recommendations for method of conducting grade and fill?
They typically do in geotechnical reports, yeah, and we will review those to ensure that the grading plans match. You know, if they recommend that the temporary slopes are only 2-to-1, we need to make sure that that's on the plans. So we do review those. They will additionally include maybe some temporary erosion and sedimentation control recommendations. So we'll review against that. They usually do some type of soils analysis and may evaluate for infiltration feasibility, in which cases it's not suitable for this site. They will evaluate groundwater and make any recommendations for subsurface drains when needed, which is not required by their recommendations with this particular project.
Okay, so just to hit on that last point, because I was going to ask you about that. So the geotechnical recommendations from Terra Associates did not recommend any subsurface drains with respect to the area underneath the spine road?
Correct.
Okay, very good. My last questions for you, just so we're all clear on the record. We provided some, I'll just stick with the one I know that has been admitted so far. I'm going to bring up exhibit F12 here for you. This was just admitted this morning. Is that the right one? F12, SD3. Excuse me, this is R12. I apologize. This is respondents exhibit 12. So this is a portion of the stormwater plans that is dated July 2023. And just for confirmation, you have not formally received a copy of these plans as a part of any permit submittal yet. Is that correct?
I'm not, no.
Yeah. Okay. Did have you reviewed this or any of
that? I've seen it, but I have not reviewed it. I have not had the opportunity to actually do a formal review. No.
Yeah. No, that's fair. Anything strike you in what you've seen, or have you even had a chance to review those yet?
No.
Okay. Nope. That's fine. So no need to further belabor that point. So
yeah, I would hesitate to write comment on something.
No, that's absolutely fair. So okay, I have no further questions for Ms. Olson right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Liao. Mr. Getches, do you have any questions for this witness?
No, I don't.
Okay. Mr. Telgen, cross-examination.
Hello, Ms. Olson.
Hi.
It's good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Let's see here. Okay. I'm going to go back to, I guess, look at my notes and I'll go back to exhibit F16, just like we keep on doing. F16. What's your understanding of the difference in texture between the solid gray and the sort of cobbly texture?
The solid gray would be paved, and the cobbly texture is some type of base course, I'm assuming gravel, essentially.
Okay. And this ditch on the right-hand side, part of it flows south and part of it flows north.
Mm-hmm.
What's the grade of the road?
Right there, I don't know off the top of my head. I would have to look at it and calculate it, but I know that there, it does slope downward.
Does the road follow that same curvature, basically?
Yeah, like there, the way that, it, yeah.
So the road kind of dips down and goes up the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so water falling on the road, where does it go?
They are going to grade it with a cross slope, so that it goes towards the ditch there.
So I thought you just told Ms. Liao that there would be no discharges of the stormwater from the road to the wetland.
From the paved road.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So the paved road, there will be none. But for this gravel road, stormwater falling on the gravel road, that'll go to the ditch, that'll go to the catch basin, and then go to the wetland.
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. How long will it be gravel?
It's tough to say. It'll likely depend on permitting timelines and construction schedule, as Mr. Charbroy said.
Can you give a rough estimate?
No.
Not even like a year,
two years? They don't even have final approval on this site development activity permit, so they can't even start construction on this.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. So you reviewed the Kaber decision. You said that Mr. Heacock could not issue it without you looking at it first and approving it. Let me see if I can find a page here. Did you review the text of the decision? Or did you like to read?
No, I did not review the staff report.
Oh, you did not review the staff report?
No.
And did you contribute to any, you didn't write any of the conclusions in the staff report?
No.
Okay. You said you contributed one condition. Do you know what condition that was?
It was that construction should follow the approved plans with the early clear and grade permit.
Okay. Very good. Let me see here. So the gabion, that the gabion or the energy dissipator, that's at the end of the pipe leading to wetland P2, correct?
Yes.
Do you know what the drainage basin is that leads to that gabion in the sort of temporary gravel road condition?
I think it's only 2 acres, if I remember correctly.
Do you know how that relates to the amount of the size of the buffer they're taking away?
I do not know. Not off the top of my head without looking at their documents further.
Okay. Did you see any calculations saying how much water is going to be coming out of that gabion?
I can look. I mean, I don't know how much water off the top of my head.
Okay.
They're typically, it could be, The Gabion actually isn't in the 1997 manual, but it is part of current code, and it's typically used with discharges that are 10 CFS or higher. So it could be that the Gabion is actually bigger than it needs to be for this particular discharge.
Okay. How about that? You know, the road's going to be above the wetland, right? It's going to be sort of higher, then there's a slope down.
Yeah.
Did you look at any stormwater impacts of, you know, stormwater running down that surface?
The velocity, you mean?
I don't know. I mean, was that in any way, shape,
or form? Well, I mean, it's a piped system, and then they're providing energy dissipation like they should. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just 1 second. Did you do any review to see that Gabion would have any sort of tendency to channelize the wetland?
No, there's nothing in code regarding that.
Okay. Nothing in code. All right. Do you know if more or less water would be coming out of that Gabion than would naturally reach the wetland?
No, I don't.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Olson.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Telgen. Mr. Getches or Ms. Liao, do either of you have any redirect?
I don't.
I do. I'm going to pull up my screen just to make sure we're clear. So I'm pulling up RA18 again. This is the early clear and gray plan as well, son. And just again, as reminders you testified to earlier, at least during the early clear and grading phase, all of the water is being from the spine road A in the vicinity of wetland P2 is being routed away to the detention facilities. Is that what you testified to?
Yes.
In theory, because the SDOT plans are still under review and the design is still under review, is that correct?
Correct.
Could for the period of time, because as we've talked about earlier with F-16, that this we've been talking about this paved road or this gravel road that could stay in place for a while. Could in theory this could Taylor Morrison revise their plans so that they could basically keep this condition in place that's been built out for the ECG phase? Yes. And continue to have that water being routed away and treated if that was deemed appropriate for addressing any concerns about water being coming down onto that temporary gravel road. Is that right?
That is possible, yes.
Okay. From a review perspective, like that could be something that you could still address at a later stage with the ASTAB, given the point of time.
Yes, absolutely. Things get so convoluted in these hearings with the lines of questioning. So I just want to be clear that, as Mr. Telgen asked, when I approved the CABR, I conditioned it for construction to follow this. So we have not actually, when I did my review, I did not actually formally approve the discharge to P2.
I see. So what you've seen, what's being shown in this F-16, this hasn't even been approved yet.
No.
Okay, very good. No further questions.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I go again?
Please.
Sorry, I haven't been. Can I do some more? Just limited to those issues.
Recross. Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Ms. Olson. So you have not approved that discharge to P2. You required construction to follow the early clearing and grading plans.
When I reviewed and approved the CABR, the only condition that I added, my condition of approval, was that construction would follow the early clear and grade. And I'm continuing to do review and provide comments on the site development activity permit with the permanent infrastructure.
So that was the condition was that they follow the early clearing and grading permit. But mm-hmm. Does that mean that the whole CABR decision only looks at the early clearing and grading plan?
No.
I mean, I guess I'm worrying about the scope of that condition versus the scope of the conclusions. It looks at
the buffer impacts in terms of buffer averaging and reductions.
I understand that. I guess what I'm wondering is, because the staff report draws conclusions about stormwater impacts in the context of talking about buffer averaging. And so I'm wondering, is the decision then simply looking at the buffer averaging impacts of the early clearing and grading plan, or is it looking at the buffer averaging impacts of all phases of development?
You may want to double check with, sorry, I'm a little distracted by my dog right now. So I reviewed for the stormwater concept, knowing that with the site development activity permit, we would review for technical details. Final design has not been approved. That will be approved with the site development activity permit. Mm-hmm. The concept of discharging to P2 technically was approved, since that's what was shown on the plan set with the CABR. But the condition that my condition of approval that I added to that was that construction in terms of buffer impacts would follow the early clear and grade permit.
So did the
final stormwater design has not been approved.
It will not
be approved until that site development activity permit.
So under the plan, so under the CABR, is it your understanding they are not allowed to discharge to P2 ever?
No.
That's not your conclusion.
But it's not.
Code,
aren't they supposed to maintain wetland hydrology to a certain extent?
I'm just trying to figure out what the decision says and what it approved. And I'm not trying to be rude or obstinate. I just heard you say two different things, and maybe I didn't. I heard you say on one hand that the F-16 document that shows the discharge to P2, that was conceptually approved. But uh-huh. Then on the other hand, I hear you say, but construction must follow the early clearing and grading plan. And I get it that the early...
succession of construction, right? They'll start with the early clear and grade.
So that's all I wanted to confirm. Yeah,
And then once they have approval on the final design, then we'll go from there on what's actually going to be installed.
Yeah. So for the period of time that the early clearing and grading plan is sort of applicable to, you've conditioned on compliance with that, which routes the stormwater up to the north, uh-huh. right? After that point, when we get into the next phase, they've been conceptually approved to discharge to P2.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. redirect. Is there any?
Yeah. Give me just a moment to pull up an exhibit. My apologies. Okay. I'm going to pull up exhibit F28, which is the decision on the CABR, and I'm going to go to a condition of approval. Ms. Olson, I just have you take a quick look at that. The staff report. This is a staff report, and this development engineering condition B5, this was included in the staff report. Can you just read that for me real quick?
Sure. Commercial development will be reviewed in the associated site development activity permits and with the accepted plans under SDAP 22-00374, which is the early clear and grade, SDAP 2106120, which is the infrastructure for phases 4 and 5, and SDAP 2200785, which is the temporary spine road for phase 3 and related bridge permits 2201582 and 2201583 once approved.
Got it. So in the CABR decision, it is contemplated that there's this additional review that's going to happen under these ASTAPs. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. And that makes sense.
And then I just want to go up here to page 4, I think. Just this number 2 here, this describes a project request. And this last sentence here, can you just read this?
The associated land use, site development activity permits, and building permits are also subject to the conditions of approval for this CABR report as follows: LSUB SDAP 2106120, SDAP grading 3, phases 4, 5, and portions of phase 6, early clear grade permit 22-00374. LSUB SDAP Spine Road A 22-00785, North Bridge Permit 22-01582, and South Bridge Permit 22-01583.
Okay, great. Sorry, that was so painful. So effectively, does this mean that the conditions of the CABR get rolled into those other permits? Is that right? Yeah. So it's not that anything in those permits are being approved per se through the CABR. It's just that the CABR is going to be in those conditions will be imported into those future decisions.
Yeah.
And there may be other conditions that come out of those future decisions as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes, absolutely. There will be additional conditions.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Telgen, did you have anything else that you wanted to ask?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay, folks, it's 11:47. I also understand that we're going till 2:45 today. So was wondering what people's appetites are, if you will, for a short lunch break now or maybe in, okay. I'm seeing
our next witness will probably go sometime. So it's
okay.
Place to break, I'd say.
Great. Okay. What are people thinking as far as time? Is there a need for a full hour? No. Okay. What about, 45? Well, I guess that would be a full hour. What about 45 minutes approximately until 12:30?
Thanks.
That's good
for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Thank you.
We'll see you all at 12:30. Thank you.